Hey everyone, I hope you're having a good weekend. Right now I'm gonna read some of my YouTube comment section and respond to the comments. So, Draco Gaming commented on camping and sharing a tent with your crush and said, "Wait, is it true that everyone has a knee scar? I have one." Do you really? Okay, so I came across this, it was, I guess, a meme. That said, yeah, essentially, if you don't have a scar on your knee, then you haven't had a childhood or something like that. So I think it really is really common. Gutless commented on the camping audio and said, "I just watched Fury Dunkirk in 1917 and I need some wholesome content to relax to after watching three war movies one after another in one day." Why would you do that to yourself? No, you need to watch happy rainbow puppies, ponies movies. I don't know of one, but find one and watch it and cleanse your mind of all that, of all the darkness that you just put yourself through. No one needs three war movies in one day. I would just get sad if I did that. Oscar Mayer commented, "So you telling me a shrimp fried this rice?" I'm not sure what this means. I assume it's some kind of meme or inside joke that I'm not a part of. Would love to be part of one someday. Tabaxi Nose commented, "More videos with more kisses, please." How's that? Probably not what you were looking for. I can definitely try to incorporate more kisses into my audios. It's just, with every time I kiss my hand, I lose a little bit of my dignity because it's such an awkward thing. But yeah, I can do more kisses. Mwah. Shadows Sab commented on waking up in a grumpy goth girl's lap after a party and said, "Does no one else hear the fact that this goth girl has a fireplace in her bedroom?" Okay, I always add fireplace sound effects in the background of my audios because I've found that it, to me at least, it just sounds better than there being complete silence in between each line. So that's why I do it, but yeah, sometimes it doesn't really make sense, does it? RBG Blaze, COD M, commented, "Why do you sound like a friend of mine?" I don't know. Maybe I'm a friend of yours. Bubba Gump commented on the camping audio and said, "Great audio. One note though, you toast marshmallows and roast hot dogs." Is that true? I've always just said roast marshmallows. But now that I think about it, I guess toast makes more sense. But I just can't, that sounds wrong somehow. Let's toast marshmallows. Let's roast marshmallows. Let's toast I like roast more. I'm gonna keep saying roast, even if it's incorrect. I don't care. Anonymous Bot Unimportant commented on Cozy Morning with Your College Girlfriend and said, "Ding dong. Hello, here's your 20-pound box of granola bars. Sign here, please. Thank you. Have a good day." 20 pounds of granola bars. That's a lot of granola bars. I appreciate it. Cameron Yerrick commented on College Girl Invites You to Her Dorm Room and said, "I enjoyed the audio, but how has she not heard what onomatopoeia is till college?" Is that common knowledge? Because I didn't know what that meant until college. You're making me feel stupid, Cameron. I'm pretty sure I had never heard that word until college. I don't know under what circumstance the word onomatopoeia would come up in conversation before college, but yeah, okay, whatever. Chase Smiths commented, "I like this, but I can't help but wonder if you just sit there and talk as if someone is responding back to you, lol." Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Ian John commented on the wrestling audio and said, "First rule of self-defense is to run and call the cops." And then I Play Games 22312XL commented, "What you should do if an axe murderer is chasing you is run in the opposite direction." You know what? That's some good advice. I will have to use that. Okay, listen, you guys. I know that if I'm being chased by someone with an axe, I should run and not try to wrestle them to the ground. I just want you guys to know that I'm not an idiot. Sometimes I am, but not in that circumstance. Okay? Ho here, Gewalt, commented, "I loved the head scratches while you were talking." Thank you. I'm glad you liked them. It was kind of something different from... I don't think I've ever done head scratches in an audio. I think the first time I did that was in the Goth Girl audio. So I'm glad that you liked it. I'll probably do that again. The epic Olaf Gunther commented on Stuck in an Elevator with the Cute New Intern and said, "The boss's boss situation reminds me of a little story my dad told me. He was driving to work to a military base when he saw two recruits walk at the side of the road. The next bus station was pretty far from the base, so they still had to walk to the base for quite a while and it was raining slightly. So he offered them a ride to the base, which they were thankful for, since normally they get ignored by everyone driving by. They chatted a bit till they got to the gate, where the guard saluted my dad and told him good morning while saying his name and rank. Then the two recruits in the back seat realized that the literal commander of the entire base just gave them a lift while they were basically gossiping about basic training and stuff, LMAO." Oh my goodness. That sounds like it would be straight out of a movie, or I guess in an ASMR roleplay. That's so funny. I would be so embarrassed if that happened to me. Unless your dad is nice and thought it was funny. I'm sure he was chill about it. Christy M. commented, "Hearing you quietly and gently breathe in the background of your head scratch is relaxing beyond words." Thank you. I didn't even really realize that you could hear me breathing in that. Is it like... I hope I don't sound like Darth Vader or something. Dirt Mesumshi commented, "Does she not know how bad neck/throat tats hurt?" Neck tattoos? Yeah, I wouldn't know because I've never had one. But I assume that they're very painful. Ryan Day commented on Cozy Morning with Your College Girlfriend and said, "I was loving this right up until the massive insult to Rice Krispies." I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not. I don't take back any of it. I stand by what I said. Blubs commented, "How do you do these kisses? They are just perfect." I'm glad you think so. One person commented that they sound like lasers, so I'm glad that you like them. It's taken some practice. I think in my older audios, they sound a lot less realistic. I'm still practicing. I mean, I think, yeah, they'll never be perfect, but if you listen to my older audios, it's like so much more smacky. Like, it's like, or something. you don't want to listen to those. It's Natalie commented on Cozy Morning with Your College Girlfriend and said, "I knew someone whose sister collected Cabbage Patch dolls. He's in jail now." Ooh, wow. What did he do? I'm going to choose to believe that whatever his crime was, it had something to do with Cabbage Patch dolls. The Jackson video blog commented, "Have you ever considered trying to be a VTuber? Your naturally expressive voice would lend itself very well to it." Thank you. Thank you so much. VTubing. I don't know very much about VTubing. I have a very vague understanding of it. I just know that you kind of have a animated character that moves with you while you live stream. Is that right? But yeah, I don't understand if that's something that you yourself create or if you have to like commission someone to do it. I don't know. I guess I could Google that. But I don't really see myself doing VTubing because that seems to kind of be a Twitch thing, and I don't have a Twitch, and I don't know if I'll ever have one. So, and I'm just not very big on live streaming. Like, that doesn't appeal to me too much. I really just want to make audios, I think. Not that I'm completely ruling it out as a possibility. It might happen one day, but, yeah, I can't really see myself VTubing. I don't know. Okay, well, I think I'm gonna end this here. Thank you so very much for listening. I love you guys, and, I will be back very soon with some more content. Bye. Mwah.